The Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare, turned 8 years old this March, and that's despite a push from many Republicans in Congress to repeal it. The legislation allows close to 6 million people in Illinois with pre-existing conditions to obtain health insurance. It also allows those experiencing homelessness to qualify even if they don't have dependents. Daniel Rabbit is a health policy expert at Harlan Alliance, an anti-poverty organization in Chicago. He explains the impacts of the ACA and the turmoil it has faced.
There is some controversy around the act, but, you know, I think the 8-year anniversary is something to be celebrated. I think the law has proven to be remarkably resilient in the last year and a half, considering the opposition that it's faced under the Trump administration and with the Republicans in Congress. In terms of how it's changed recently, most of it has come from choices that the Trump administration has made, such as shortening the period that people have to enroll in private insurance, the open enrollment period that happens every year, cutting the funding for outreach and enrollment assistance, navigator programs, and ending what are known as cost-sharing reductions, which were payments that the federal government made to private insurers to compensate them for offering lower deductible plans. These, among some other changes, resulted in higher costs overall for private insurance in the last year or two. But because of the structure of the ACA, most consumers were protected.
You know, it's been 8 years, as you mentioned, since this was signed. How has it helped Illinois residents for those who do use it?
Sure. So it's important to remember how the health insurance market worked before the Affordable Care Act. At that time, people with pre-existing conditions, sometimes conditions as simple and common as high blood pressure or asthma or diabetes, all the way up to cancer or heart disease or something very serious, life-threatening, were regularly denied health insurance if they had to get the insurance on their own and it wasn't provided to them through their employer or through their spouse or family situation. And that was a huge injustice. People would have to go into medical bankruptcy to get the care that they needed. And oftentimes people would go without care because they couldn't afford insurance, only to have their conditions worsen and then end up in the emergency room or in the hospital receiving crisis care that cost more than it would have cost to help them afford coverage and get preventative care on the front end. So the situation for people who did not get insurance through their job was untenable before the Affordable Care Act. The ACA also expanded access to Medicaid coverage so that now adults who make under 138% of the federal poverty level, about $15,000, $16,000 a year, are eligible for Medicaid coverage, regardless of whether they have a disability or whether they are responsible for a dependent child. And so for the folks that Harlan Alliance serves who are experiencing homelessness, many of whom were ineligible for insurance before the ACA, it has been a dramatic change where before the ACA, like around 90% of homeless adults did not have health insurance. Now 90% do have health insurance, almost all through Medicaid and the Medicaid expansion.
What are some of the concerns when you talk to some of those folks that go to the organization for services? Are they aware this is happening, that, you know, there's a lot of push to repeal the ACA? What have you heard?
There has been a lot of confusion. It's been a tumultuous 8 years and an even more tumultuous year and a half for the ACA, no doubt about it. And I would say, for the most part, when folks bring this up, they are worried that their health insurance will go away, that they will be left without these protections, that they will not be able to afford health insurance due to an ACA repeal or other policy choices that undermine the way that the system works.